The time it takes officers from the Salt Lake Police Department to respond to an emergency have been increasing. As of August 21st, the response time by the department for a Priority 1 call was a little over 17 minutes compared to 11 minutes in January of this year. The department was recently questioned about response times following the shooting of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe.
Response time is very complex.
Salt Lake Police Department Detective Michael Ruff says response times to all types of calls is something the department is constantly monitoring.
There's 5 people that work in an analyst unit who monitor all kinds of crime trends.
A Priority 1 call could involve a shooting or a robbery in progress. An assault or vandalism incident is considered a Priority 2 call if the crime against a person is reported within 5 minutes. After that, it becomes a Priority 3 incident. To be considered a Priority 2 call, a crime involving property must have happened within 15 minutes of the call. Otherwise, it is considered a Priority 3. Noise complaints are considered a Priority 4.
We're down between 50 and 55 officers from our maximum staffing. So the City Council has authorized Salt Lake City Police Department, if we are fully staffed and have every position from the chief all the way down filled, for officers, we would have 571 officers.
Ruff says staffing is one of the obstacles the department faces. But, he adds, when it comes to adequate response times, those officers who are on duty have a lot to consider when prioritizing a call.
It's partially staffing. It's partially the types of calls that come in, how many come in. It's just something where there's not one thing you can put your finger on.
In July, city officials approved pay raises for the department. Ruff says this has helped with officer retention and attracting new candidates, but adds there are still hiring obstacles to overcome that could help improve the department's incident response time. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.